Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. It is a phenomenal day to be alive. I'm Dr. Darren, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show. This show is here to make you shine, really add some light to your day. And we got a great show for you today. The topic is the path of self-discovery, emotional healing. And I got to tell you, technology is such a fascinating thing. And I was attempting to use a different microphone today, but I could not discover how to use it effectively. So I'm using what I know how to do right now, but I am open to the path of self-discovery. And wow, life in its mysterious ways over and over again just gives us so many opportunities to discover. And whether that be the wisdom of our bodies or the nature of our unique personalities or the ultimate blessing and the power of love in our world today that so often appears upside down and inside out. Today, I'm asking you a question, my friend. Are you ready to discover the blessing of love that's buried within you? So we're about to take a journey of discovering the power within you to reconnect to the many blessings of the present moment. There are so many blessings right here, right now for you. And to learn a skill that is the most powerful skill that one can create healthy habits at, and that is the power to balance your emotions. Because when you learn to do that, when you reconnect to that present moment, when you balance your emotions as you're going through life, you live a thriving life. And I'm excited to help you to discover the greatness and the power to move through whatever struggles and stress you're facing today. And whether you're suffering right now with physical symptoms, whether you've been diagnosed with disease, or whether your life is in a tailspin of chaos, this is where we start. This is our starting point. And this is where self-discovery reveals its greatest power, is at the moment of that pain. So if you're in a place where you really want someone to throw you a lifeline and help you out with what it is that you're facing, you know what? I would love to be that person for you. The number for you to dial for today's show is 516- 531-9623, 516-531-9623. For those of you that are new to the Heart of the Matter, new to me, I am the developer of the Lifeline Technique. It is my life's work, my life's passion, being a doctor of chiropractic, an acupuncturist, naturopathy, studying multiple forms of natural medicine, from neuro-linguistic programming and EMDR to Ayurvedic medicine and chakras. I saw how all these unique, beautiful systems of healing come together in a unified way. And this unified way is called the Lifeline Technique. It's a beautiful process that helps you to transform whatever problems you've got going on in your life into portals. Portals for living your greatest life, a life that's worth living, a life that you are so excited to wake up and start a new day. And the challenge that I've discovered is that most people face in life is that just you're not aware of why the pain is there, why the body that we're living in is not acting as we've been told, self-healing, why there are patterns or circumstances of relationship that are just so dang stressful. And no matter what it seems that you're doing, it never seems to be enough. And you question your worth. You question your value. And in my discovery of Lifeline, I feel so blessed that I've been able to help tens of thousands of people in getting to the heart of the matter of what is at the core of why we struggle and why we're stressed, and that is the subconscious mind. And the Lifeline is a lifeline that helps you to create change where you truly desire change. And there's one thing that's required, and that is you have to choose it. You've got to choose to change, otherwise the energy that's moving you is going to continue to move you in the way that it is, in the way that it does for everyone. And so until you grab the Lifeline, whatever reactive, stressful, fear-based patterns that you've got going on in your life, they stay in motion. They stay in motion. So thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Once again, if you have something that you want to get to the heart of the matter about, the number that you dial is 516-531-93. I just opened up the chat that is on the Blog Talk page, and so if you tune on into the chat and you want to type in a question, I'm open to answering those and supporting you in that way as well. So I want to jump right on in and get to the heart of the matter of self-discovery. So I want to just talk about this for a bit, and then I'm going to answer your questions. And so those of you that are holding on right now, I promise I will get to your questions. But I just want to just set the stage of self-discovery as an ultimate act of finding out. It's an act of learning for the very first time something about yourself, something about life that you previously were unable to recognize. That's what discovery is all about. Aristotle said that knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. And what this means is that you need to know who you are. And when you do, everything opens to you. Without self-discovery, it's literally impossible to know what direction life is taking you because you're the driver. How can you possibly know what you want to do in your life, let alone be able to make the very important decisions that we need to make when you don't have an understanding of you? So the question might be, where to begin? Where do we begin our self-discovery journey? And in the Infinite Love and Gratitude Transformation cards that I've created with Hay House, there is a particular called, and it is called Discovery. And it says that the source of darkness is the denial of your light. Owning your power, embracing love's unconditional presence, releases the suffocating hold of fear. Now is the time for your awakening. So at that point of complete darkness, in this place of fear, there is a denial, there's a disconnection. There's a perception that there is a loss of light. And to own your power, the ultimate discovery, is embracing that love is unconditional, is eternal, and infinite. Action gives us the experience of gratitude. And so I'd like to begin with a few questions. And the first question is, who am I? Where have I come from? And where am I going? Who am I? Where have I come from, and where am I going? These three questions open the path of self-discovery. We so often get caught up in our material life that we begin to identify who we are with our possessions, with our jobs, our roles in our relationships. And whether we're aware of it or not, we often think of ourselves in direct relationship to our home, what town we live in, our cars, the school we went to, our clothes, our partners, family, our jobs. You know, another way to look at it is that we unconsciously think, I am my job. I'm good because I've got a good house. I'm enviable because I drive a good car. I'm a spouse. Whatever it might be, that identity. But what happens is, all of a sudden, when we lose things, when that school time is over, when we move from this place, when a relationship ends, what happens? We lose our imagined identity. And then, because we've identified ourselves by our material things, we no longer know who we really are. And in the ancient wisdom traditions, there's a practice of inquiry, the self-discovery as a way of knowing who we really are. And that is the part of us which is real, with a capital R, never changing. And it's a practice of self-discovery to help arrive at the spiritual core of one's being. So I invite you to close your eyes right now. Take a deep breath. And think about your body. Scan your body from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet. Tune into the physical symptoms that your body is expressing, the feelings that you have in your body. And I invite you to ask this question: am I my body? Am I my body? You know, what do you hear from within? Now, our bodies are in a constant, perpetual change, motion. And like a really awesome pair of jeans that you've worn where the knees are worn through, our bodies are going to need to be let go of point in time. So I want you to shift. Keep your eyes closed and scan your mind, what you're thinking about, the images, the colors, the memories that are present in your mind right now. And ask yourself this question: am I my thoughts? Breathe into that. Am I my thoughts? Because like your body, your thoughts change constantly. Your perception of yourself and the world goes in and out of focus, depending upon the moment, the day. On a journey of self-discovery, keep your eyes closed. Take a deep breath with me. Let it go. And ask yourself this question as you plug on into your heart and you tap into your relationships, your comfort or discomfort with intimacy. Acknowledge your health during your family. And observe how it feels to be here. In this moment. And ask yourself this question: am I my feelings? Am I my feelings? You know, like your body, like your thoughts, feelings are a barometer. They shift. Tight, loose, comfortable, uneasy, confident, insecure. Our body, our thoughts, our feelings, our heart, like the iris of the eye that constricts or dilates to let light into the pupil. There's a constant change going on. Everything about us on one level or another changes. Except there's one thing that's unchangeable. And it is an unchanging essence that continues even when everything else dissolves and changes. And that's your spirit. Your spirit was here before you were born. It's going to be here after you die. It is the energy in motion. It's love. Your spirit is pure love. And it cannot be created. And it cannot be destroyed. And through our experience in life, we can appreciate that it's the one thing that's real. Making a spiritual connection with another person, whether it be through thinking about them right now, feeling them, making that physical connection in your body. Your spirit is an infinite spirit. And I invite you to close your eyes if you've opened them again and take a deep breath and ask this question. Am I my spirit? Am I my spirit? Am I my spirit? Am I a spiritual being having a human being experience? Because as the spiritual essence of our light, of our love, we create our thoughts. We create our feelings. We're actually creating our body in each and every moment, based upon the dynamic that we have, a dynamic of perceived separation, the dynamic of movement and change gives us life. If things aren't moving, they're not alive. If they're not changing, they're not alive. It's like a light bulb where the filaments are separated so that there's an electrical polarity, like the North Pole and South Pole. There requires a separation to give us life. You know, that secret ingredient that provides the experience of separation, movement, and change is our emotions. Your emotions are what connect you all the time to the eternal field of energy connecting all of creation. If you are looking to create an amazing spiritual practice, learn how to process your emotions. Learn how to live in the present moment. All of a sudden, you'll discover the truth of who you are. You'll discover that all healing is emotional healing. You know, what would it be like for you to know that you're eternal, you're unchangeable, you're absolute, that you're a spirit of pure love, and your identity, no matter who you are and where you are or what's going on or not going on, no matter how worn those jeans are, my friend, that you can't be quantified or qualified. That throughout your day, I encourage you to repeat the affirmation, I am love. I am loved. I am pure love. That is your spirit. And in a very humbling way, where pain and stress are a portal for growth and learning and discovery to this amazing journey of life, that it takes on a different flair where rather than looking to get to the next step, achieve the next milestone, as if there's anything wrong with achieving another milestone, but to appreciate the journey that life provides for us, knowing that happiness is something that is chosen along the way. It doesn't happen because you get somewhere. As the only thing that is infinite is love, and that is your spirit. So I would love to take your calls right now. I'm going to take a caller right now, but those of you that would like to call on in as well, the number is 516-531-9623. I'm going to take a caller whose number is 850-934. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. Can you hear me? Hi, welcome to the Heart of the Matter.
Hi, Darren. I didn't have a question, but I'm listening.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
I appreciate all that you do for us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, is there anything that you'd like to go into a discovery with me?
Well, I'm really learning a lot about using meditation techniques mm-hmm. as a way for self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could speak to that.
Well, what are you finding with meditation that it empowers you to discover?
It helps to move past the daily, you know, laundry list and so forth into the more important issues that I might be otherwise ignoring.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, can I ask you your first name?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Do you mind if I do something really fun with you that is just a spontaneous discovery between you and I, and you'll end up being really grateful you did it?
Sure.
So, you know that laundry list that you've got going on in your life?
Yes.
The circumstances of the things that that you want to do or that you need to do, that maybe you're doing or you haven't even started to do, as you're connecting to, you know, what that means. And actually, I'd love to ask you, what do you mean when you're talking about your laundry list?
Well, I use that phrase because it comes from that book by Jack Kornfield, After the Ecstasy Comes the Laundry. Are you familiar with that?
No, but I like it.
Yeah, it's great, and it just means laundry. This stands for everything in your life, your day-to-day business, your chores, your, you know, even your problems that are, you know, surface-level problems. It's your humanness issues, I would say.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as you connect to your humanness and you connect to your life and your day-to-day circumstances, I'm going to encourage you to just acknowledge in your own heart what about your laundry list is stressful for you. What's going on in your day-to-day life right now, Kristen, that is causing you to feel and be stressed? And you'll notice that your mind immediately begins to think about certain people in certain circumstances. Am I right that your mind immediately begins to think about certain aspects of your laundry list that are stressful?
Yes, and I even noticed my heart started to race a little bit.
Right. You know, and that speaks to, you know, am I my thoughts? Am I my feelings? You know, here's these thoughts and here's my heart racing. And the key here is emotion. It really is. And oftentimes, once the mind starts to race and the heart starts to race, that's the time where it's like, well, I'm checking out. I want to make this go away as fast as possible because I don't like my heart racing. I don't like feeling this way. But really, this is the portal for real change, awesome change, empowering change. And the cool thing about the Lifeline that the process that we're even doing right now, it's just a talking process, is that you don't have to talk about things if you don't want to. It doesn't have to be content filled. It can be content free. So as you're tuning into what and who's causing you to feel stress, what's causing your heart to race, the only thing that I do want to know, Kristen, is what emotion does it cause you to feel?
Probably anxiety or nervous, that sort of thing.
And as you're tuning into the anxiety and the nervous feeling, as you're thinking about, you know, what's happened or what hasn't happened that you want to happen or that you don't want to happen that makes you feel anxiety and nervous, what do you rate it? Just to appreciate where you're at right now. 10 is get me out of here. I'm going to the moon on a one-way ticket, and 0 is nothing. Kristen, what do you rate that anxiety and nervous feeling?
I'd say about a 6 right now.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've also found is that we so often will separate our emotions and our life circumstances from our body as if they were separate, but really they're connected so intimately, and that being the physical symptoms of our body. Is your body speaking to you with any physical symptoms or disease patterns?
Yes.
Are you okay talking about that right now or no?
Yeah, that's fine.
What physical symptoms or disease patterns is your body expressing?
I've been given the diagnosis of Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune issue.
Mm-hmm. Your immune system is attacking your thyroid. Mm-hmm. And what are the physical symptoms that you're noticing with the Hashimoto's diagnosis? What do you notice in your body that led you to your doctor doing tests that showed up as Hashimoto's?
Extreme weakness and fatigue, pains and aches, and a swelling in my throat, a brain fog, thinning hair, cold hands and feet, all of that.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that right now?
Well, I'm soaking in a nice hot salt bath at the moment.
Good girl.
So good, but before I climbed in the tub, I was feeling pretty bad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to rate the physical symptoms of weakness and fatigue and pain, the swelling in your feet, the brain fog, the cold hands and feet, once again, only to appreciate where you're at as a portal, what do you rate it? 10's the worst, 0's nothing.
I'm about an 8 right now.
An 8 out of 10. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Kristen, that oftentimes could be looked at as the most ridiculous question in the entire world, but the purpose is so that we can get ourselves out of our way from judging our body or judging our life and begin to emerge from within us something that is incubating in our subconscious mind, something that's speaking to us and rather than at us. And this question, I call it the million-dollar question. And that is, if you were given the opportunity, Kristen, where you could create your life, you could create a day or a moment, would you ever choose to create it where you were feeling anxiety or nervous?
No.
Would you ever choose to create it where you were diagnosed with Hashimoto's and your immune system was so confused and it attacked your thyroid and as a result your physical body felt weak and fatigued and swelling and foggy and cold? Would you ever choose any of this?
No.
Yeah, the astounding answer is absolutely hell no. I'd never choose it, right?
Right.
I would choose a warm salt bath, right?
Big time.
I like a warm salt bath, and maybe I'd have a nice glass of wine, and I'd put on some great music, and that sounds like a phenomenal time. But I would never choose to have these physical symptoms, and I would never choose. No one does. No one chooses to feel anxiety or nervous. But we go through this, and, you know, there are millions, and I would actually say there are billions of people on the planet that are suffering with autoimmune disease in this very moment right now. So we are very aware that something triggers us to react, and this reactive pattern shows up in this way. And the significance and the value of this is that the reactive part of ourself is the subconscious. And why that's important is if we can create a relationship where we discover how to guide and lead our subconscious rather than react to it, we can transform our body to be what it's designed to be, self-healing, and we can transform our relationships with others and life where we start to flow rather than resist the flow with anxiety and nervous. And I'm pretty confident that you, even though it seemed like you were just listening in and thought you would just listen to the Heart of the Matter show, I'm pretty confident that if you could change the reactive patterns of Hashimoto's and nervous and anxiety, that you'd be a pretty happy camper being able to do that. Is that true?
Very true.
Yeah, cool. So here's the biggest move. The biggest move comes from the heart. The heart is what matters, and that's the nature of this show, the Heart of the Matter. And so your heart holds within it the power to create a change in your life. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with one thing, and that is what your heart desires. And we're going to focus on where you're going, what you desire, rather than what you want to get rid of. I know you want to get rid of the anxiety and nervous, but I also know you wouldn't have chosen the anxiety and nervous to begin with.
Right.
So the key, right? So do
right.
Do you know, have you ever experienced the lifeline before?
Yes.
Cool. Take your hand, put it in the I love you posture, and put it right over your heart.
Okay.
And those of you that don't know what the I love you posture is if you were to give me a high five, all the fingers spread wide and just bend the middle and ring finger down. Keep the thumb pointer and pinky extended. That means I love you. And close your eyes, Kristen.
Okay.
And inside your heart is a menu of infinite possibilities. And you can choose to feel anything right now. The question is, in the face of anxiety and nervous, in your life where there's the laundry list, what is it that your heart has a burning desire to feel?
Peace. Feeling peaceful.
Mm-hmm. And now what we do is because we know that the subconscious reactive mind only reacts, it will follow us if we lead it, we're going to guide the subconscious mind with our heart as if we're already in the life that is peaceful. And if you were already there, if you were in the body, in the immune system that was peaceful, you could say, I am peaceful. And let's say it, I am peaceful.
I am peaceful.
I am peaceful.
I am peaceful.
Let's really go for it. I am peaceful.
I am peaceful.
Beautiful. And I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, in this moment, are you open? Are you ready? Are you willing to imagine yourself living the life where Kristen it's your nature to be peaceful?
Yes.
How does it feel to imagine that every thought that your spirit creates is an I am peaceful thought? Every feeling that your spirit is an I am peaceful feeling? Every cell that forms and functions in your body, from your thyroid to your nose and toes, every aspect of your body heals and feels in an I am peaceful way, that you attract people in circumstances that give you the ultimate experience of peaceful, that people feel peaceful just being around you. How does it feel to imagine?
I think my shoulders just went down a couple inches. Feels good.
How do you describe that physical feeling, my friend, of your shoulders going down?
Like almost a little bit of melting.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Go into your shoulders. Go into that melting feeling. That melting feeling lets you know that the I am peaceful Kristen is already here. The fact that you can feel the melting feeling lets you know that what you're looking for is actually already inside of you, because as soon as that thought entered your mind, your whole body reacted. Do you see how that connects?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool. So in the Lifeline process, it's a full-on system. It's a complete system that helps us to appreciate problems as portals, that is a whole new science that appreciates that at the core of everything is energy. But there are specific steps that we use so that we can, literally like a computer programmer, rewrite the program of our mind-body relationship. And one of the ways that we do this is through working with what are called our beliefs. And we work with core beliefs, and we want to make sure that our beliefs open us up rather than limit us, because the crazy part of life is that we don't perceive the truth in life all the time. We perceive what we believe. And so if we perceive the truth of life all the time, we would see that everything, everyone, everywhere, all the time is love. But we get caught up. And that's what this whole show is all about, is just self-discovery, right?
Right.
So I'm using muscle testing on my end, and we're tapping into a belief that has been inhibiting you from perceiving the truth of Kristen. And as a result, it's been affecting you in an anxiety and nervous way, and in an autoimmune Hashimoto's way. Now, beliefs live in our light body, our chakras, first, second, third, fourth chakra. And we're activating the energy of the heart chakra. And the heart chakra is all about love, which is so perfect right now. And I invite you to tap into the energy of love, because when we want to love or be loved, we know that the greatest power is to love ourselves, right?
Right.
And that's what we're activating right now, is we're awakening inside of ourselves the power to love who we are in this moment, where we come from, and where we're going in a peaceful feeling, melting way. And I invite you to repeat after me, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Cool. And what we're doing is we're opening up our senses so that we not only see ourselves and the world in a peaceful way, but we can hear ourselves and we can hear other people in a peaceful way. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And take a big breath in. And taste it. Taste it. I am peaceful, feeling melting, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, in Chinese medicine, the barefoot doctors of Chinese medicine were able to see that nature and you and I are one and the same, that the rhythms of nature are also rhythms that exist within our own life. We can see that in moon cycles, and we can see that in the rising, lowering of the tides. We can see that in migration patterns that go on. This is what's called the five element theory. And the element that's showing up for you is the earth element. And the earth element has to do with Mother Earth, has to do with the feminine energy. You're awakening your feminine energy and that power. The ultimate relationship with the feminine energy is the relationship with your mother. Your relationship with women, your relationship with your mom. And I invite you to connect to your mom. Is your mom in the physical or spiritual world?
She's in the physical.
Infinite love and gratitude. And as you tune into your mom, just notice that your mind immediately takes you somewhere. Immediately just goes somewhere. Are you okay talking about where your mind takes you with your mom?
Sure.
Where does it take you?
This is so amazing, Darren, because I've been really going through this issue a lot in the past couple of months, and
mm-hmm.
Just my whole life of she has some perfectionistic tendencies, and I've just now at the age of 50 been able to speak to her of how that affects me and my feelings of smallness, and then the fact that I didn't even call in to really ask a question, I was just listening, and now you're talking about this just kind of blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I appreciate you just to acknowledge your mom and the awareness that you have as far as her perfectionistic tendency and, you know, that feeling of smallness. And I invite you to repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Mom.
Mom.
I know.
I know.
That you love me.
That you love me.
And that you've always loved me.
That you've always loved me.
And you will forever love me.
And you will forever love me.
The very best way.
The very best way.
That you knew or know how.
That you knew or know how.
I accept you, Mom.
I accept you, Mom.
For being you.
For being you.
And I forgive you.
I forgive you.
For everything.
For everything.
Thank you for being one of my greatest teachers.
Thank you for being one of my greatest teachers.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are pure love.
You are pure love.
And Mom?
And Mom?
By the way.
By the way?
I am peaceful.
I am peaceful.
Feeling melting.
Feeling melting.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So let's see where this is taking us. 11, 12, 13, 14. So when I bring up the concept of feeling invisible, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter
okay.
what or who you think about.
Okay.
Wherever feeling invisible takes you, let me know that you're connected to this concept, that you're connected to this Kristen, this pattern, by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Let's do that again. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah, beautiful. So I want to explain something to you that you would otherwise never understand because it's invisible itself. It's subconscious. It's below the surface. And I'm going to help you to understand through the Lifeline how your subconscious mind is affecting you in the health of your body, the Hashimoto's, the autoimmune process, the cold hands and feet, the brain fog and the swelling and the weakness and fatigue, how the subconscious mind is affecting your behavior, your relationships and circumstances that are leading you to anxiety and nervousness, how the subconscious mind is a part of a pattern that has been handed down from your mom. But here's the most significant part, Kristen, and that is the role that your subconscious mind plays in this moment of you and I having this conversation and you awakening to the I Am Peaceful, Kristen. The subconscious mind is at the helm of all these things. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no choice, no judgment, but when your subconscious mind gets triggered and all it takes is the color yellow, certain smells, sounds, taste, and feelings, you, in your heart chakra, go into a state of resistance. Your ability to love yourself, you're not able to love yourself, you're not able to love or be loved when this part gets triggered. It's a pattern that's associated with your mom. Your mom shares the same pattern. And when it gets triggered, you automatically start to see yourself and the world around you through a lens of feeling invisible. You attract people and circumstances that give you an experience of feeling invisible. And what do you feel? Nervous and anxiety. You feel small, such as with your mom and her tendency to be a perfectionist. And this not only influences you in your personal or family or professional relationships, Kristen, but this is impacting how your brain and your body form and function and heal and feel. And these symptoms and stressors, rather than being something that's wrong with you, is actually a feedback. It's a conversation. It's literally, it's a Morse code that a part of you is now ready to wake up. And so we're going to use muscle testing and go, is there a concept of an original occurrence? Yes. In this life, yes. Conception at 10, conception at 5, 6 years of age. There's a six-year-old little girl whose memories are your reality right now. At six, you were in an environment that was emotionally reactive. It was one of feeling invisible. That's just what was going on. It's what people were going through. They were thinking, feeling, speaking, and behaving in a feeling invisible way. At 6 years of age, your ability to say, yeah, but you know what, I'm peaceful and I'm feeling, oh, this melting energy, relaxation in my shoulders. You didn't have that ability at six. In your environment, specifically your mother, teach you what it means to love yourself in an I Am Peaceful way. Your mom didn't know how to do that for herself in that environment of feeling invisible. She didn't have a relationship with your father that could hold a space of self-love so you could love and be loved. They didn't have that kind of dynamic or consciousness. And it's the six-year-old that shows up as Hashimoto's. It's the six-year-old that shows up as nervous and anxiety. And here's our opportunity, okay? This is our opportunity for self-discovery, for emotional healing. For the very first time since you were six, embrace this reactive part of you who's living in your body still today in an I Am Peaceful way. Let this part of you feel the melting in your shoulders. Let yourself feel the melting throughout your whole body as you are. Let's do it together. Let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Great job. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Beautiful. Can I ask you a question? What emotion do you feel as you think about your mom right now?
I can't think of the word, but it's like frustration.
Mm-hmm. Into love and gratitude. So our job right now is to process frustration. Because the 6-year-old cannot do it. But guess who can?
Peaceful Kristen.
You got it, sister. Let's do it.
Okay.
And so I'm going to guide you, and check it out. So I'm going to guide you through this process, and I encourage you, just trust yourself. You're okay. And whatever comes up, whatever thoughts, feelings, voices, I just want you to know, you're okay. And I've got you, and I'm going to lead you through it, okay?
Okay.
And just take a moment. Go into the movie theater of your mind. See the thoughts of frustration that stem from your mom. See the images. See the pattern. See the Kristen of frustration. Just observe her. Observe her in a peaceful way. As you are, let me know by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Excellent. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel the frustration that stems from your mom. Feel it. Notice the quality of the feeling of frustration. Notice in a very weird way how familiar that frustration feels, right?
Right.
Where do you feel it in your body right now, the frustration, as you're connecting with your mom, what she does that frustrates the heck out of you? Where are you feeling the frustration?
Upper chest, just under the throat.
How do you describe that physical feeling of frustration?
It's not really a burning, just a tightness, perhaps.
And go into that tightness of frustration as you're feeling it. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to listen. Give that tightness, that frustration feeling, give it a voice it's never had before. Give that part of you who's reacting to your mom a voice. Hear what she's saying to you. As you're hearing the voice inside of you, let me know you are, by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What'd the voice say to you?
I let go of the smallness.
Let go of the smallness. Let go of the smallness. Let go of the smallness. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Can I ask you a question again?
Sure.
What does that mean to you? Let go of the smallness.
It means that she is going to be who she is, and I can't change that, but I don't have to fall into my reaction anymore like I always have. I don't have to be small for her anymore.
Yeah. When you hear let go of the smallness and you understand what that means, that you don't have to be small anymore, that she's going to be who she is, what emotion do you feel when you hear that message from your heart?
I feel a little sad for her.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah.
That's because what our job is right now, to process that sadness. I'm sorry for interrupting you. What were you going to say?
Well, just because that she's so used to me behaving and our relationship for 50 years that it's hard on her when I change.
Yeah. And see that. See that sadness that she's used to you being small.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard on her for change to occur, and see the sadness that goes along with the change, even though it's like, oh, I don't have to be small anymore. There's a sadness that you feel as the familiarity changes for her, and tell me if I'm wrong, but also for you.
Maybe so.
Maybe so. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And feel. That's how we heal, right? Feel the sadness that you have towards your mom, that the change is hard. She's been used to 50 years of you being small. Feel the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Really go at that feeling of sadness. Really allow yourself to feel it completely. Feel it up. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to listen right now.
Okay.
To your heart. And hear what your heart is saying. And as you're hearing your heart speak to you, let me know by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did your heart just say to you?
All is well.
All is well. All is well. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
You know what you just did, Kristen?
No.
Is you just went through a black hole. At that moment of complete darkness is the beginning of light. All is well. Welcome to the life of I am peaceful, feeling melting. Welcome home, my friend. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah. You're welcome, my love. And take a deep breath. Let it out. And I want you to be an observer on how it feels to be present. Notice how it feels just to be in your body right now, even comparatively to when we first began and you were tuning into the Hashimoto's and all the symptoms that go along with it. What do you notice about how it feels to connect to your body right now?
Lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel lighter.
Mm-hmm. And as you're observing that lighter feeling, you're in your conscious mind. The conscious mind's aware and observer, is the one that observes and can choose and create change in your life. And at the beginning, we observed things where change was not going on. We observed the laundry list and the anxiety and the nervousness that goes along with it. And as you think about your laundry list, as you think about the circumstances that have been causing you to feel nervous or anxiety, notice how it feels to tune into this now comparatively to when we first began. The question is this, does it feel the same?
No, I think my shoulders are still down.
Mm-hmm. And as you're thinking about the people and circumstances in your life that have been causing you to feel nervous and anxiety, what do you notice about how it feels to tune into this now comparatively to when I first asked you?
It doesn't feel as heavy as it did, I don't believe.
Well, if it doesn't feel as heavy, what does it feel?
Doable.
Welcome to the life of peaceful. Doable and lighter, you're welcome. It's a natural byproduct. Now, what you just did is you just rewrote the program in your subconscious mind of a six-year-old that only knew feeling invisible and self-judgment rather than self-love, and you rewrote it in an I am peaceful, feeling melting way. And what I'd encourage you to do is make that intention now your affirmation. Make it your mojo of doing everything that you can that matches the I am peaceful, feeling, melting Kristen. So whether it be going to take a bath, a salt bath, or whether it be you doing the laundry list of circumstances in your life, do it in a peaceful way. You know, what is an action step that you can do? And the more that you align yourself now with that, the more that you'll create a habit of peaceful, and it will naturally build. And then along with that, in my book, The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude, have you ever read that?
I think I have it here. I haven't made it through the whole book, but I do have it.
The second half of the book talks about how you can love yourself up. It has to do with what's called the essential acts of self-love. And I encourage you to go on into that and really look at your relationship with water and food and sleep and exercise. And if you are looking for going deeper into the Lifeline and you would like support, please feel free to call the Lifeline Wellness Center and we will set up a plan to support you in an awesome way so that you can heal what matters from the inside out. The number, and I'm just going to give it to you and for other people that are listening, is 847-714-1531. 847-714-1531. But thank you for so-called serendipitously calling on in and listening. You're so awesome. I really appreciate you. And go have yourself a beautiful, peaceful day filled with infinite love and gratitude.
Same to you, Darren. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. It's such a pleasure, Kristen. You take care.
Bye-bye.
So those of you that would like to learn about the Lifeline technique, I am having a very exciting program coming up this Wednesday, the Lifeline Experience, on the 30th of September to the 4th. It is the last 5-day Lifeline training that I will be doing in the Chicagoland area, and then we are shifting the entire training program into a very exciting 6-month course that will be in 2016. So if you would like to be a part of the experience, you can call the Lifeline Center here at 847-714-1531, and you can ask either about the Lifeline experience or experiencing the Lifeline with having sessions. In the words of Oprah Winfrey, the greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. I'm Dr. Darren. Thank you so much for tuning in and tuning up, spending the past hour with me here on the Heart of the Matter. Now we'll go out and have a day filled with infinite love and gratitude.
You know the day destroys the night.